The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Katie Price's dramatic relationship with Lee Andrews shows no signs of calming down anytime soon. She continues to fear the worst because he still hasn't flown home from Dubai. Alexandra Ryan is CEO of Goss.ie and she joins me now. Hello, Alexandra.
Hello. What a story and what a wild 4 months she's had.
Incredible. And of course, you had Katie over, didn't you, for the Gossies in March?
Yes. And we were expecting Lee, as I feel like the whole world has been expecting Lee to get on a flight. And we were told that he should make it. And on the night he wasn't there, like, there was a seat for him and everything. But even in those early stages, because that was in February, they were married just over a month at that point. People were already very confused. And there were rumors of his travel ban very early on. But up until the night of the Gossies, we thought he was coming ourselves.
And did she chat about him? Did she talk about him?
No, she talked about him on the actual red carpet or the pink carpet, about just how happy she was and kind of put all rumours aside and said that he was going to be coming over soon and that everything was great. And she actually performed on the night and she had a great time. So it seemed like nothing was bothering her and everything was going fine. So we even felt, ah, look, he obviously just couldn't travel because he's busy. We genuinely didn't know what was going on at the time.
So what do we know about this now? Like, there's all sorts of rumours that, you know, he might have been taken hostage and so on. But is the yes. is the general thinking that he just can't leave Dubai?
Yes. I don't know if you've ever heard or seen the Netflix show Tinder Swindler, but he's really reminding me of the person in that show where the excuses just start to build up and build up. So basically, since they've been together, they got married in Dubai after a couple of days and he has never left Dubai since they got married. So the rumors initially were that he couldn't travel and that maybe there was some criminal record or something like that. What's come out over the last couple of months is that Dubai are very strict about who they let travel in and out of the country. And if there's any ongoing investigations, they normally do place a travel ban until the investigation is complete. So the reports are that he is under investigation for allegedly forging a signature of his ex-partner for a mortgage application. So I think it was about $200,000. So that's basically the reports at the moment, that he just can't fly because of that. He has actually served time as well previously. So it's all under kind of fraud allegations and fraudulent crimes. But he has denied this constantly and says there is no travel ban. And Katie has also denied this, but she's also said on her podcast, you know, oh, sure, you can get a travel ban over there for getting a parking ticket or for just breathing the wrong way over there. That's not true, obviously. But these are the things she's been saying. So I think she's very much been on his side saying no, no, no. But in the last 2 weeks, it's taken a very dramatic turn because she went to go on Good Morning Britain in the UK with Lee. It was promoted for days. He's finally coming home. He's going to be on the show. And shock horror, he did not show up. She said on air live that, you know, he had business to attend to, so he couldn't make it. And very awkwardly, the presenters informed her that he had been detained in the airport in Dubai. So
gosh, it's mad.
And not then, a great moment.
And then Alexandra, his mother is a psychic.
She's a psychic.
She does shows and theatres around. So she's got quite the profile on Facebook and on social media. She doesn't seem to be very happy about Katie, full stop.
No, she is saying and suggesting that Katie is the one exploiting him. Now, what for? I have no idea, but they haven't spoken either. And this is the crazy thing about this. Katie is going online. She's all over her socials at the moment that she hasn't heard from Lee. She doesn't know where he is. And his story changed a few times, which is what reminds me of the Tinder Swindler story, I suppose. He first said that he was detained by police and then he said that he was kidnapped. There was a video call where he had zip ties around his wrists and he had a hoodie on. He said he was being brought to a black site. This poor mother hasn't heard from him as well. Either. So no one's really heard from him. But obviously there are reports now that he is around. He is alive, hasn't been kidnapped and is talking to a small amount of people on a burner phone. Obviously, these are all allegations, but
incredible.
The articles that are being written are just so intriguing. And one reporter is actually quite good friends with Katie Price. So her story, I suppose, is quite interesting as well. Emmy Mooney, if anyone wants to look it up, she works for The Sun.
Oh, we have a clip of her. So her video on social media was flying around the place last night. This is a journalist for the UK Sun, Clemmie Moody. She's spoken about her direct experience with Lee Andrews. We'll have a listen.
I gave Katie Price's new husband £1,000. And reader, I've not seen a penny back. So here's what happened. I told Lee, rather foolishly, that I was rubbish with money. He suggested, very kindly, I went in on this brand new investment with him and gave him £5,000. He and Katie Price, he said, would top up the rest. We haggled down to £1,000 when I said I didn't have that much to play with.
To answer your question, your money will be in on account by tonight, probably around about 11 p.m, midnight, but over the night. I think it's 2.8 or 2.9, give or take.
He promised me he wouldn't stiff me. Look, I can laugh about losing a grand.
Well, I'm glad she can laugh about losing a grand. Plenty of people wouldn't. And lots of people wouldn't give someone like Lee Andrews any money at all. But there you go. That's probably victim blaming, though, Alexandra, which we shouldn't engage in. But this has become a huge online story, hasn't it? I mean, there are people looking for Lee Andrews as we speak.
Yeah, Louisa Zisman, as some people might know from Celebrity Big Brother and The Apprentice, she is documenting herself in Dubai trying to find him, because the reports coming out now from Clemmy is that he is just squatting in a rundown, inverted commas, villa in Dubai trying to figure out what to do next. But he does now personally owe her £1,000. And if anyone feels like reading through her piece, she has all the screenshots of the WhatsApp conversations, which is very enjoyable to read. And at one point he says that being called a con artist is really insulting, and that he'd rather be known as an international mastermind criminal. And he also claimed to be on the board of advisors for Labour, a part of the King's Trust ambassador. There's photos of him meeting like Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian. People are now saying it's all AI. So the deeper you go into this, the more shocking it is, and it's very hard to know what's true and what's not true. But what I'm really interested in is what happens next. What's going to be the story when he does reappear? Is he ever going to come to the UK? But I will say for Katie Price, I know some people are probably concerned about her, they're worrying about her. Katie's been in this industry for a very, very long time. You know, most of her relationships have been written about, maybe this one written more than others, but the amount of publicity these two are getting, like, there's going to be exclusive interviews, there's going to be magazine shoots if he ever gets out of Dubai. So it's hard for me to see this as any sort of sympathy for the two of them, because I think they're getting quite a lot out of it.
Yeah, you know, Katie, as you say, has been in this business for a long time. She is the master of publicity as well. Now, she's absolutely denied that this is a publicity stunt, and we take her at her word on that. But she is really good at this stuff, isn't she?
She's so good at this. And she knows, like, she just knows that the interest is there. I mean, getting married so quickly in Dubai, she knew that people were going to be interested in this. I obviously, like, I'm slightly concerned. Like, I hope that he isn't, defrauding her or anybody else around her. But she is doing podcasts. She's on YouTube asking people to go and help find him. You know, there's literally a manhunt out for him. Like, she's saying that she's been told Interpol are investigating him. So again, it's hard to have too much sympathy when this is driving loads and loads of attention. And, you know, Clemmy as well, like you said, lost £1,000. Her article is behind a paywall on The Sun. So The Sun are making money from this as well. So it's hard to feel sorry for everybody involved. But look, we're all buying into it, me included. It is fascinating.
And Katie Price is asking people to go to Dubai and look for her husband. Why doesn't she go and look for her husband?
Oh, I'd say she's on the next flight out. I presume that's what's going to happen next. And the amount of burner phones and different phones and all these different things going on, I'm just very intrigued to see what the result of this is going to be, because he said he was arrested initially, but everyone is doing their work and journalists are contacting the embassies and they said he wasn't arrested at all. So look, there's a lot going on there, but obviously aside from this, I know we're kind of laughing about it, there is a lot of fraud claims there and a lot of money that he has allegedly defrauded from women, not just that ex-partner. A few other women have come forward. Now, obviously, we're seeing Clemmy has lost £1,000 as well. So that is obviously very serious. And in these sorts of stories, you always hear of these men love bombing women and then, you know, asking for money and stuff like that. So we never want to see that. But I would bet my money on it right now that there will be some sort of documentary on this coming soon.
Next installment on the way. Alexandra, thanks so much. Alexandra Ryan there, CEO of Goss.ie.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.